Well, this one should fire you all up. I'm going to pose a question for you. Should Representative Thomas Massey be fined or threatened to be fined for showing us, the American people, what's really going on inside the people's house? Should he be admonished for standing up to the yellow-bellied pieces of trash that had the audacity to wave Ukraine's flag on the House floor after they passed the funding bill to continue to send billions of dollars to their country? But what they did in waving another flag on the floor in the House was a violation of House rules. Should Thomas Massey get jammed up for showing you this? This is what I'm talking about. Watch this. I hope that pisses you off. If it doesn't, maybe go sit down and refine your inner patriot, because that should piss you off. Why aren't those traitors to America being fined? You have to wonder. I want to thank everybody who is a new subscriber to the channel. I have asked my viewing base to do me a solid. My birthday is July 25th, and I would like to surpass 700,000 subscribers before then, hopefully. Maybe a million, if we could get to that many people before then. But all you have to do to help me out is hit that subscribe button down below. It's the red button, it's free, it doesn't cost you anything. Just helps the algorithm and gets this information to more pro-2A folks. And I thank you for your assistance. And you've heard me talking about precious metals and telling you that the experts were calling for record high gold. Well, now it's here. Gold has broken through the $2,300 an ounce level. Will it stop there? Nobody really knows, but these same experts are now calling for gold to reach $3,200 an ounce or higher, and silver is on the rise as well. I bought my gold and silver last year through through Lear Capital, and that purchase on that gold, I'm up 21% on my purchase. Now, it's pretty clear that the dollar is losing value. Remember that video? Well, they print more dollars every single time they make these agreements, and that causes our dollars in our wallets to lose value. Since 2020, every dollar in our wallets lost 24% of its purchasing power. That's why I buy gold and silver, because it holds value and can actually increase in value. Buy some now, throw it in your safe, it's not too late. Call my friends at Lear Capital, 1-800-260-5075, or head over to LearGG.com. Guys, I really, really appreciate you checking them out. Again, it's 1-800-260-5075, LearGG.com. Thanks to Lear Capital for sponsoring the channel. All right, we only have a few solid representatives. Nobody's perfect, right? We're not going to find somebody that does everything the way everybody in this country wants it. It's absolutely impossible. But there's only a few really, really solid representatives and senators who try to do the right thing, specifically when it comes to the Second Amendment. And Massey has been a bulldog for us. Thomas Massey was ordered to remove this post from his ex, formerly known as Twitter, account by the Sergeant at Arms of the U.S. House of Representatives. That's right. He posted that video on his ex account. 3 days later, he was ordered to remove the post or face a $500 fine. Let me show you right from Thomas Massey. He said, "Instead of fining Democrats for waving flags, the House Sergeant at Arms just called and said, I will be fined $500 if I don't delete this video post. Mike Johnson," that's the Speaker of the House, "really wants to memory hole this betrayal of America. There's nothing that gives them the authority to demand I remove a video from my congressional account, but they are. There is a fine in the rules for taking pictures and videos on the House floor, but they don't know if I taped this. And Democrats post from the floor frequently. Example attached." And that's Moonbat Jason Crow waving the flag of another country, which violates House rules. "I believe to be fined, they have to serve you notice on the floor while it's happening. That's how I was fined for not wearing a mask. Seems a bit creepy that the sergeant-at-arms would be on my ex account 3 days later looking for an infraction. And how would deleting the video undo my alleged infraction of filming on the house floor? It wouldn't. The uni party is big mad at me for exposing them on several votes and for asking the speaker to resign. The speaker, his staff, or one of his allies in our conference is probably directing the sergeant-at-arms to do this. As you can imagine, that then put some pressure on the speaker, Speaker Mike Johnson. And a lot of people came to Thomas Massey's defense. I even posted, and I think Lucas Botkin did as well, that I would help pay that fine for Thomas Massey. Why not? I mean, if he's showing us what's really happening and he gets gigged $500, I'll pay that for him. But this is what happened before that even could take place. Speaker Johnson put this up. Upon reviewing Representative Massey's tweet, our team reached out to the sergeant-at-arms. I do not agree with this assessment, and there will be no fine imposed on Representative Massey. To which Massey, who is a funny dude, put this. After further review, the penalty is declined. First down. Now, the frustrating part is what they don't want you to see is that the invasion of America is actually coming from within. The government is compromised when they value other countries' security and needs more than they do our own. When they pay our money, our tax money, to other countries for their border security while rolling out the red carpet to criminals and the rest of the world to just walk and waltz on in here and have criminal free-for-alls. America, patriots, it's coming. It's coming. I ask you to like this video and share it so that more people see it. Because something tells me YouTube isn't going to want that to happen. So please help this channel. Subscribe, like, share. You want to know when I put out more information, then hit the bell icon and turn it on to all notifications. You'll be notified of when I put out new videos or go live. And I appreciate you, each and every single one of you. From the bottom of my heart, have a great day. Tell your loved ones you love them. That's the big thing. Let your family know that you love them. Be present. Have a great day. Take care.